All right, welcome to Around the Mic, everyone. This is Heather DeLuca, and I'm joined always by Mike Richmond and Social Spring of the Mike Show. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I'm the one with the facial hair.
Yes, you do, because it's
I'm happy he November has to clarify that.
October beard.
I do have like a little peach fuzz above my upper lip, though. It's very slight. I've been told it's cute.
Thank you for admitting that. Every now and again, the older I get, the closer to menopause that I get, little chin hairs pop up.
No.
Yeah, and sometimes they're not there in the morning, and then later in the afternoon, you're like, "The hell is this?" And I always carry tweezers and a magnifying mirror in my bag for situations.
There was a woman
like
I
this.
Used to talk to that she always had one chin hair in her chin.
And don't people have mirrors at home?
I don't know if she liked it or what, but it just
was her
stood
little friend
right there.
So my mom has me super self-conscious of facial hair because she had, my mom was like a late life baby. So her sisters were like 14 and 21 years older than her when she was born. So by the time my mom got to be like 5, 6 years old, her oldest sister had like 3 kids already.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know. My mom always used to say that she was afraid of her older sister because her older sister had this mole that had like a hair growing out of it. And like when my mom would talk to her, she would at 5 years old, she would just go and touch it and like try to pull on it.
Ew.
And the woman just never thought to like, maybe my aunt thought like if she plucked it out of the center of a mole, maybe she would start bleeding. And like, if you bleed from a mole, like it's really bad. So I don't know what the deal was, but ever since then, she's like, she looked like a witch, Heather. She just looked like a witch.
That's what
and
I'm
I never
imagining.
Liked her.
That's
so
really
I'm like,
gross.
Oh my God, I'll never want to have chin hair because what if I look like a witch?
I don't want a mole with chin hair. Like that's really nasty.
Would you rather have chin hair or a mole?
I have a mole actually, but it's in a concealed area.
Like oh.
Like a big old mole or
no,
just a,
it's very cute,
a beauty
actually.
Mark.
No, not
no,
like
no,
a moly from Austin Powers. Mole.
Yeah. It's definitely a mole because it's raised.
Yeah,
and
for
I,
sure.
I used to try to pull it off when I was a kid, so it moves around.
Oh, my God.
It's, like, right on my hip, so you really only see it if I'm wearing a swimsuit.
So I have one right in the center of my shoulder blades, and so I'm constantly asking people, because I can't see it, to check its borders, to make sure there are no irregular borders, that the mole is still intact.
I mean...
And I can't see it.
Constantly ask people. What, you just walk up to somebody on the street?
You're oh, no, like if I'm
you're
wearing...
Walmart.
Can you check my mole?
Hey.
No,
but
if I'm on the beach with a friend or something, I'll just roll over and be like, can you look at my mole really close and just tell me if there's like a regular borders? But my husband will go and he'll like scratch my back and I'll feel his nail come over the mole. And I'm like, you ripped off my mole. I'm going to bleed to death.
I just cringed at the thought of that.
Yeah.
I have a mole and I almost did that. So
I don't know how men who have a mole on their face shave their face.
Oh, I don't know. I'd be so scared.
And also men who have, what is that called in the chin?
A cleft chin.
That little dimple thing?
Yeah.
How do they get down in there with a razor?
I would think like you'd shave it and then I.
Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah, they spread it.
Ew.
Spread it out
and they just like.
What if I would like.
Why do I know that? I have no idea.
I would shave as close as I could to it and then I would like go in and pluck each individual hair out so that maybe it didn't grow there as often.
Can't do that every day. That'd be labor intensive.
I always thought that men shave like once a week or something like that. I didn't realize how often men shave.
It's so annoying.
Like, I'm so happy I'm a woman. Yeah.
It makes up for the fact of all of the places of our body that we have to shave on a regular basis. Like, they have to do it on their face like every single day, which is why Mike has given up. And
I mean, not anymore. It's the style now. Let loose.
I'm like every other day.
Octobeard.
When I don't have Octobeard going on.
Do you have a grooming
on.
Process for that bad boy? Like the
this thing? Yeah, I'm shaping it up this time. I'm not letting it go Walt Whitman like I did last year.
Okay. All right.
He said Walt Whitman.
Walt Whitman.
Google that, kids.
Can you grow it? Like
it's more than just a bridge.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you really going to Google?
I don't know what it is.
You don't know what Walt Whitman?
The Walt Whitman bridge or the person?
Excuse me. I know the bridge and the person. As it relates to facial hair, I'm not sure. So I'm looking it up. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't go like, you didn't look like Gandalf the Grey from Lord of the Rings
Almost.
Last year.
It was on its way.
Almost.
It was on its
now,
way.
Now I want you to because I want to see how far it'll go.
I don't think it'll go that far.
You could maybe be our Santa Claus for Christmas
it was
this
getting,
year.
It was getting so irritating. Once it starts rubbing against the collar.
Does it make your face hot?
It keeps it warm, I'll tell you that. When you're outdoors and if there's a breeze blowing, right. I can tell
that's
the difference.
That's what my husband said. Yeah. That's the reason why he like grows his hair out and his... I hate
I'm,
it.
Like touching my own face.
I know, I'm like a spring. Like, when do you think we'll just finally give up and just like let stuff grow?
Well, I'm not that hairy of a person. Like, I can show you my legs now and this is about a month out.
Oh my gosh.
It's very light. It's nice. But I'm lucky. I'm just not hairy.
I'm Sicilian Italian. I get a 5 o'clock shadow at noon.
We should
about
have
that time.
Listeners share. We should look for Sojo 1049's hairiest listener.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Have them share a picture.
There's nothing wrong with being hairy.
Celebrate it.
But hairy people remind me of my dad, and that's what grosses me out.
I want everyone. Okay. Yes, I get what you're saying.
Why is he so hairy? Why are you so hairy?
My dad is too. My mom is like super fair skinned, German, Irish, and then my dad is Sicilian Italian, and the hair is all over his body.
Shoulders, arms,
I
legs.
I really
chest.
They should have, instead of saving for my college, should have budgeted for my waxing bills that I was gonna need later.
I kid you not.
See, I'm showing Heather a picture of myself.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was.
That was a pretty significant facial hair situation going on there.
You know what freaked me out when I came into work the next morning and it was gone? That scared me. He looked like a chickpea.
I like it much better in black and white. See?
Yeah, it's more dramatic.
He switches it to full color.
Oh, God, that picture.
And he looks like the before photo of a makeover session.
Yeah,
completely.
Like one of those homeless people makeovers.
All right, I wasn't going to go there, but yes, you look like a homeless person. I want people to be free. You know, I want everybody to sort of just do you. But I draw the line with women growing out their underarm hair. I cannot.
I think it's hot.
I just don't like armpit hair on anyone, man or woman. I don't like it.
You are lying, Mike.
It's hot, man.
No.
I know, you know, you have an affinity for European things, but like, no.
What's wrong with it?
Men armpit, like, oh.
It's a nice little surprise.
I don't like armpit hair. On anyone.
My husband will go, you know, he'll raise his arm up and put the, and I just see all the deodorant getting caught in
exactly.
the hairs.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's kind of gross. Yeah.
Oh, God, I could faint. It's so disgusting.
That's why I don't like it.
But it's kind of neat. Like, on a woman, it's like a little surprise because you assume that she's clean shaven and
you're
then
so full of it.
Next thing she knows, she lounges by the pool and, hello.
Imagine
just
being
puts
on
her
the
hands.
Subway and you see
you know
that,
what?
And you
yeah.
just you can't look
hangers.
Away. Woo. You can't look
I know,
away.
It's fascinating,
like,
isn't it?
Who knew that it could grow that much? Really,
guys, please. It's been
or
a long
like that
week.
Commercial that she's on the bicycle and her armpit hair is like out in the wind with her. You seen that commercial? It's hilarious.
Oh my god! All right, my rice checks
see,
is coming up.
Heather needs to face her fear.
What?
Don't worry, I have
you
a
need
fear
to let the armpit hair
hairy.
Grow.
No.
Like, if an yeah. armpit, no. a hairy armpit with deodorant comes near my face, I think I'll actually throw up. Like,
my mom.
It's so gross.
My mom left a hair salon because the man who cut her hair would cut her hair in a tank top, and so, he had the big hairy armpits with the deodorant dingled. What do you call it? Like deodorant dingleberries?
Basically.
On the armpit hairs. He snip, snip, is right in her face.
Oh, you shouldn't have to have a gas mask for a simple haircut. But, oh,
my orthodontist
no.
had a lot of chest hair. So every time he leaned in, it
I
would just, like, tickle me
I
a
love
little
the
bit.
Men,
I'm like,
oh. love the men who have the chest hair bursting out of the top of their button-up shirt.
Fix that. I don't understand
it's
that. Just what's
escaping out of the top of the shirt.
And at one point, that was really sexy to people, and I don't understand how. Like, my mom loves hairy men.
Something to hang on to.
She's like, very vocal about it. I'm like, that's disgusting.
The day Jon Bon Jovi shaved off all his chest hair was, like, the day for me. I didn't realize.
It needed to
be exposed.
No.
Because he had one of those collar. It's like a collar, right?
Yeah,
it's
where like the hair collar thing. It's like a crew neck sweater.
That's so gross.
Talking about body hair of any sort, if it is not on my head or my eyes, like, I don't want to talk about
How do you feel about toe hair?
It's gone.
Wife Karen shaves her toe hair.
I don't.
So do I.
I wax it off, but, like, get gone.
Wait, this is extremely TMI, but it's really funny.
I have knuckle hair.
It's extremely funny.
I shave
funny.
That sometimes.
Oh, my God, I don't have any.
It's so, hereditary if you have it
on
the
third
knuckle.
Do you know how it's natural
knuckle.
Around, like, your areola to sometimes have hair?
I know.
I have one single one.
It keeps coming back in the same spot.
I never get rid of it. It's about 3 inches long.
Three what? Inches?
Wait a minute. It's only a podcast. We're not filming. I got to see this. No. I'm kidding.
It's right there.
Spring.
Which one is it? Oh, no, it's not there. It's typically there. I don't know where it is. It's typically there.
Migrated south for the winter.
It went to join its friends.
It used to drive my ex-boyfriend crazy because he's like, why won't you get rid of it? And I'm like, it's my buddy. Like, why would I?
He's like.
He plucked it one day and I screamed. I'm like, my friend. Like, I was so upset.
I want to know why when you pluck a hair, why does it grow back? Because you're uprooting it. It's like a tree. If you uproot a tree, that tree's not going to grow back. So why is hair
different?
Because
I won't be able to explain.
Because there's like an open follicle there.
Yeah, there should be nothing left. There's no seed left. How is it regrowing?
It's not dirt. It's living flesh. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't understand the science behind it, so I can't comment.
It's life. It's how you know you're still alive. When that hair stops growing back in that spot, you've outlived your usefulness on this planet. It's true.
Oh my God, I'm going to get old.
Yeah, you are.
Spring, wait till the gray hair starts popping up.
I have one.
Not there.
Oh no. Oh, I've seen my grandmother.
Just wait.
The image you're thinking, that's what I've
seen. If you look really close at my eyebrows, I'm actually starting to get white hairs in my eyebrows. So I have to really like cover those up too.
Would you dye your eyebrows?
I've had them tinted before. Hmm. Not dyed.
I'm happy to know that's an option.
Yeah.
I'd probably do that.
Yeah.
But I know once I go like silver or gray, I'm just going to let it rock.
Me too.
I think it'll look awesome. Yeah.
It's amazing that we haven't evolved out of body hair yet.
You would think, like with women, especially as much as we shave our armpits, that it would stop growing back. I actually used this, it was like a long, long, long time ago. Jergens was like the first to put out a hair minimizing lotion. Mm-hmm. It was just like a body lotion that over time slowed the growth of the hair on your legs, and it actually worked because like a year after I was using it like religiously, there were just patches of like blank skin on my legs, and it definitely grew back less frequently. So I don't know, with as much as we like, you know, wax and shave certain areas, like why haven't we evolved past that? Like, obviously, we're standing upright, so we evolved past having to, like, crawl around for our food. Eventually, someday, I think we're not even going to need, like, all of our fingers are going to fuse together because all we do is type with our thumbs.
That'll be so weird.
But
we've lost our tails.
Yep, we lost our...
I heard that we're not supposed to even have wisdom teeth anymore.
No, we don't need it because we don't have to rip, you know, raw meat apart.
Is it gallbladder that we don't need?
I don't have one.
Yeah.
You can live without your gallbladder, your spleen, and your appendix.
Yeah. Spleen was what I think I was originally thinking of. Yeah, we don't need those.
Nope. Do we know what they were originally like used for? Like what their purpose was?
They had to break down the enzymes in raw meat and eating
when cavemen used off to eat raw dinosaurs. Or when, you know, the cavemen would hunt dinosaurs.
Why are you like this?
You know,
that is fake.
Before
that's
fire.
Fake news.
Faux news.
But that's so interesting. You think eventually our teeth won't have our pointiness? What is it, the excisors?
The eye teeth?
Yeah.
Your excisors? Yeah.
Excisors, yes. There we go.
Eye teeth.
Do you think we'll like get rid of that? Because we kind of don't really need to bite as hard.
I like that they're really sharp.
My friend had really, her teeth like look like vampire teeth. Yeah. And she covered them completely. She hated them so much.
I like to bite people, so I like to see how...
How sharp they are?
Yeah.
Do you sharpen them at home?
Yeah, spring.
Just so the effect is greater.
Oh, my God.
I like mine.
I don't know. I'll never stop wondering about the human body and Earth and the universe and why. I spend it in a stupid amount of time being existential.
No, we're not doing that.
Got to stop.
It's like, why do we have two nostrils and not just one?
Because that'll look so weird.
One in the middle.
That's too much. That's too much air going in.
That's not enough air. Oh, if you think like...
If you just have one nostril.
One giant nostril.
I'm thinking he's picturing it like just one side.
No, I'm just imagining one giant nostril.
One in the middle.
That's
too much. Like an elephant.
Like, no, elephant even has two, not two.
Oh, well, it doesn't need it.
Oh, that would be like...
Unless it's just, it's for both parts.
He's like an anteater. because the anteater
so
eats through its nose.
Evenly.
Yeah, maybe that. I'll take that.
I don't want to eat through my nose. I like to taste my food.
It took me a long time to realize that I cannot breathe through my mouth and nose at the same time.
No one can.
I've tried so hard.
Wait, hold on.
No, it's impossible.
You always look silly doing it.
It's also impossible to lick your elbow.
I know. Have you ever seen that poll that it says it's impossible to lick your elbow, and then it goes 99% of you will then try to lick your elbow after hearing it?
I mean, I like a challenge.
You're either your tongue's too short.
I need
short
a longer tongue.
Or a longer elbow.
That's what she said. Like, would you have to break your arm just like to snap it back?
We did that. I brought that up on that other radio show I was on for years and years and years in South Jersey. And we said, don't try this because you can't do it. It's impossible to lick your elbow. And so about a half hour later, we got a phone call. And this woman was cracking up, and she said, I know you said don't try it, but I tried to lick my elbow. And the next thing I heard was a cop siren.
Oh, my God, no.
And a cop pulled her over because she was swerving.
She was in her car?
She was driving.
Why was
trying to lick
that?
Her elbow because she was listening to us on the radio, and she's trying to do this. So she's swerving a little bit. There was a cop right behind her, pulled her over, and he says, why were you swerving? And she said, I was trying to lick my elbow.
Because the radio made me do it.
The radio made me
hashtag
do it.
Hashtag the
radio. $150 ticket.
What?
Yeah. Cop gave her a ticket. She was swerving.
Well, you know what? I bet he can't do it. And he's just mad.
He's just like, you know what? Ticket.
Can't do it.
Yeah. Okay. So.
So what's up with the Boy Scouts?
That's where this was going today. Okay, so the Boy Scouts of America have agreed to let girls join, correct?
Right.
Actively recruiting as we speak.
Okay, so Mike seems to have...
They're going house to house right now.
I have no words. When is recruitment season? Is it like now?
I
don't know much about the Scouts of America, both boy and girl.
This is how my life went as a brownie / Girl Scout.
Okay.
Okay. Not well. Okay. Does this look like a girl?
Why do you sound drunk?
All right. Does this look like a girl? I told you I'm in my 40s.
It's
stop.
The like Kathy Lee over here.
I have a rogue hair down my bra at the moment. It's annoying.
Oh, I thought you meant the same hair I have.
Oh, yeah. You found springs.
Okay. I had to get rid of that so I could go back to sounding drunk for you.
Okay.
Does this look like a girl that is entertained by gluing macaroni to construction paper?
Definitely not. Maybe for like an hour.
Do I look like a girl that wants to like play the game where you stretch the yarn across your fingers and like you go in, you go, you know, one
I
of
love
those.
That game.
Okay, well, I don't play that. So I tried to join one time, and that didn't go well.
Tried to join,
and then I joined again.
Wait,
but
did you not pass the audition process? What happened?
No, this is what happened. Okay, yeah, first...
The Boy Scout, the Weebelows, I don't remember it being that grueling a audition.
My first Den Mother's...
I don't like that name.
Okay,
that name is very
first
creepy.
My first Den Mother's husband...
Okay.
He got accused of sexually, like, assaulting his stepdaughter. So that was shut down. Then the next Den Mother that I had, she was... totally addicted to like painkillers or sleeping pills or something, because she would answer the door in her bathrobe and then just put like a bunch of Oreo cookies and milk on the table in the living room, and then in her bathroom would go back to bed until it was time for her parents to come get us.
Oh my
so
God.
I hope we have a better screening process now.
By the third time going around, they wanted me, we were doing like an overnight camping thing where we were gonna go sing for nursing
and your mom
home.
Let you go back for a third time?
Yeah, I don't know. I wanted to be with my friends. Half of it is like you want to be with your friends, right? And every little girl in like grade school was a brownie or a Girl Scout.
Okay.
I was like, I'm over this. Like, I'm not going to sleep in the woods, build a tent. I'm not.
Right.
I'm really not into sewing and stuff. So I remember all my parents and the neighbors were sitting on the lawn hanging out. And I rolled up the mother came to drop me off. I took off that sash. I took off that hat and I threw it on the ground. I was like, I am not going back. This is not for me.
Well, then.
She de-sashed.
I de-sashed.
No.
Yeah. My patchless sash. But
didn't even get any badges.
I got a couple because I'm super cheerful. So I'm definitely like, I was well liked,
right.
But I just was so not into it. Like,
you think you would have liked the Boy Scouts?
Starting five? No, I wasn't even a tomboy. Like, I wanted to stay home. I wanted to stay home and watch my soaps. Like, I was not interested.
So really, you're like a 60-year-old woman. That was the problem.
But the girls are now going to be permitted to join Boy Scouts. Mike, you seem to have a very strong opinion about this. I caught your Twitter last night.
Since deleted.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I tried to retweet. I'm like, hey, what happened? He goes, it's deleted.
Aww.
I've started doing that more often because it's more mysterious.
Oh, it
so
is?
Annoying.
Okay.
With tweet no longer available.
So what's your deal?
I understand I'm against girls being in the Boy Scouts. I'm all for boys being in the Boy Scouts, girls being in the Girl Scouts, and for updating the curriculum of both. I think that's really where... That's, I think, could be common ground for all concerned. If the interest is not enough, if the boys are doing things girls want to do or need to know, you could fix it that way.
Yeah.
I've been hearing it's more of a recruitment issue. When it comes down to it, it's more of a financial thing.
Yeah, I heard Spring mention that it's really just to help that both organize, well, the Boy Scouts organization make money.
Yeah, that's what
you're saying. But... there are a lot of things that I think our society could use nowadays, because what I remember most about being in the Boy Scouts was the sense of nationality that they taught you to be loyal, helpful, kind, courteous.
Right.
And it teaches you to be a very, very good, responsible citizen. And I think that's a very valuable aspect that I think, to be perfectly honest, a lot of children could learn from
100%.
And benefit from nowadays.
So both organizations teach life skills, practical life skills,
right.
And do good things for the community, right? So why do we need to have a Boy Scouts versus Girl Scouts? Why can't we just have a co-ed organization?
Well, it's not versus. It's not like they're
no, I'm not saying.
She just means like,
no,
why
no.
are there two sides?
Why do there need to be two? Are you saying like a girl shouldn't be able to learn how to start a fire and a boy shouldn't learn be able to learn to sew or cook? Why can't it just be co-ed? I mean, I think there's not an issue of, issues of having, intermixed, sexes mingling or whatever.
Right.
But I think if they have a common cause, why not just bond them together? If girls want to do some of the things the Boy Scouts get to do girls want to do what the Boy Scouts are doing. Why not just combine the organizations?
It's a logical option.
Yeah.
Or just if they want to keep it separated, just make sure the curriculum's the same.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right. Yes.
That's it. Because I kind of like that there's a Boy Scouts and a Girl Scouts. I don't really have an issue with it. I think that's cool. Because, in high school, its main appeal, I went to an all-girls school, was that it was all girls. And I like to hang out with my girls. And it was fun to do that. So I don't have a problem with there being like two separate sexes.
Do you think that there will be Boy Scout cookies now? Maybe that's how they can raise more money.
Maybe.
Boy Scout cookies.
It seems really selfish to just say there's two options for girls and only one option for boys still.
Mm-hmm.
Like boys could only stay with the boys.
I think I think in our modern society, I think it would be interesting to see how the youngest generation will evolve, because I think there is something to be said when boys spend time with boys and men spend time with men, girls spend time with girls and women spend time with women. Mm-hmm. You bond, you learn from each other, you develop a sense of femininity. With men, you develop a sense of masculinity, and it's sort of character enhancing and character building. I remember going on camping trips with my grandfather and my dad. It was a bonding male time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we dilute that too much with cross-gender dilution of it, I think that we will lose a certain amount of one's gender identity and that sense of that person's gender.
But don't you think society is moving towards
that's
that
the
anything?
Problem.
I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah. No
hashtag
identity at all.
Hashtag gender neutral. Like,
right.
Yeah, which
personally, I am fine if you have bonding for the boys and bonding for the women. But the problem came in for me, especially I wasn't feminine growing up. I was more masculine. So, like, how do you describe what's masculine and feminine?
Right.
Like, I was more inclined to, I wanted to take boxing classes. My parents said that wasn't what a girl does. And they put me in ballet. And I hated ballet. I hated ballet so much. I was awful at it. But, like, now that I'm older and I could see my muscle tone, I know in boxing I would have killed it. But because of those sort of roles, I wasn't allowed to do it.
I think it's you know, it's the people that are in between that don't feel they belong in the Boy Scouts.
But that's why
I don't
understand.
Or the girls that don't feel like there's anything for them in the Girl Scouts.
But I thought the same thing. I'm like, is it like younger people that don't identify with their gender? And I don't think that's the case in the situation at all, because then the girls would allow the boys.
Right.
Which I don't understand. It's not, you don't get drafted into the Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts. You don't have to do it. Find something else.
I feel like I got drafted into it. I was like, it's like, you start brownies on Thursday.
Right.
I'm like, like I'm eating them? Like, that's the kind of brownies I like.
A co-ed would solve the entire issue completely.
Yes.
Because then it won't matter if you feel like, if you're a girl and you feel you're a boy, or you're a boy and you feel like a girl. It's all in, like,
then you can find someone, you know.
That's all cool. That's all good. But now what do you do with the boys?
It's inclusion. It's inclusion. Well, you know what? You just hang out with, like, whoever you want. Like,
well, I just it came back.
The Boy
just
Scouts.
Merge the organizations. Oh,
no. The Boy Scouts are inclusive for the boys. The Girl Scouts are inclusive for the girls. Why do you have to have a co-ed? Because why does it have to be co-ed to be inclusive?
Well, because the Boy Scouts just made it co-ed.
Because obviously girls were taking an interest in more of the activities that maybe if they have a brother. Or,
and I think there's nothing wrong with that. But it just...
But then it has to go both ways,
like
you said.
It has to go both ways.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to have the same things. I just don't understand the point of the boys allowing girls.
Yeah. I don't know.
And which uniform do they adopt?
You combine them.
It's about
the fashion.
Gender-neutral color, which my mom always thinks is yellow. And I'm like, that's not gender-neutral at all.
It's that pukey tan color. They all get the pukey tan color. They go away from the sashes. They just get the cravats, you know, the tie, the yellow tie.
The kerchief.
And cookies for everyone.
Wait, it's kerchief and not kerchief? This whole time I've always pronounced it kerchief.
Kerchief.
I'm not the only one. A lot of people in the Bronx pronounce it kerchief.
A handkerchief. A handkerchief.
Yeah, no, we say handkerchief.
Handkerchief.
No, my grandfather called it a handkerchief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how he
didn't say
it.
Chief. Handkerchief.
Some of us say chief. I've heard chief before. I'm not crazy.
Handkerchief.
Yeah.
But in French, it's a cravat. So we say, because that sounds cool.
Oh, I've heard that too.
Right?
Handkerchief.
Cravat?
Yeah, I've heard both. But then again, I come from like a bilingual household, so that might also be why.
Oh, it's an ascot. That's it. They're all getting ascots. The ones that tie up around
fancy.
Oh yes, that white dinner jackets for everyone, girls and boys.
The inclusive Scouts of America.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're all going towards anyway.
Yep.
I have no problem as
Scouts.
Long as they explain
Scouts
it to
of
me,
America.
And then that's it. Because I don't want to offend you because I got it wrong. And I get very confused with pronouns occasionally.
We're all just its now.
I'm not. I'm very much a she.
And
that's okay.
I've been trying to figure out what I am from the day I was born. No, I'm just kidding.
I just know for me, I definitely feel mentally as a she, and I'm very lucky to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand why it's very hard for other people to try to get that. And try to have that
think
acceptance.
The other day. All right, we'll have to save this for another time. Just keep this in mind for next week. American Music Award nominations drop today.
Ooh.
So next week, let's talk about the most overrated people in music now and the most underrated.
Overrated is...
Okay.
The person I would name is also the person I love so much.
Think about that for next week's podcast. We want to know what you think about girls being allowed to join the Boy Scouts of America. Let us know in the comment box below. You can tweet us. We're at SoJo1049FM. We're all over social media. Thanks for checking out Around the Mic. If you like this bonus content that we give you from SoJo1049, please give us a good rating, subscribe, share it with your friends. I'm Heather DeLuca. Mike Richmond and Social Spring Gonzalez can be heard weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10 on SoJo 104.9. All right, we're calling it a day, y'all.
Wave bye-bye.
Wave bye-bye.
There they go.
Bye-bye.
Look at them. Look at them.